Okay, tell everyone we are on the bottom page 154, maybe on to page 155. We're finishing up the dinim of Rechitza over here. Tough Reshit Gimel, we're up to Sif test. The Klal and Sif test is not only if you put water on your body or dip your water, or if you hand in water, that's a problem of Rechitza, but what about putting cold things on your body? What about putting cold things? That can be considered a problem of Rechitza or not. Says the Mechaber over here, it's based on the Gemara, also leads Stanim Betit Lach. You're not allowed to cool yourself off. It's a hot day, Yom Kippur. You can't put some wet dirt, okay, on you. You can't get, like, I don't know, that Yamamelech mud, okay, and it's a cool down, and you can't start putting that on your body. And I mean, well, we're talking about this, or Rechitza, forget about this, or Memoreach, also it's time Betit Lach, Imu Tofeach Amanas Latiach, if it's cold enough, and it's wet enough, that if you put your finger in it, you'll be able to make something else wet from touching. You can't take a cup of cold water, okay, and just put the outside of the cup on your head and cool off from the liquid that's in the cup, the cold liquid. Even if there's not a lot of water and you use the top of the glass, it's still going to be aser. Bein shel cheres, bein shel matachas, whether it's a kli cheres or whether it is a metal kli. But if it was a cup full with water, and now the cup is empty, it's just a little bit cold left over from the glass. That's going to be motor. You could put a fruit on your head, okay, or on your body, or you could hold a baby also, even if it's going to cool you down. The ulcer lishros mapa mi bod yom. You can't take a cloth, wet it before Yom Kippur. The last also coming kalin, you sit and let it sit there dry, and then take it when it's almost dry and start rubbing your face, like starting bubble Yom Kippurim, to cool off Yom Kippur. But over here, it's, you see over here from the Ramah, it's not because of Rechitza Yom Kippur, it's rather, Dechayshin and Shema, Lotinagiv Yof, we're afraid it's not gonna be completely dry, V'yavoli, they slita, you're gonna come to press on the towel, and it's gonna be over slita, that's why we say it's going to be off. Hachole, but if one is sick, rochets kedak rafal pishin masukan, even as a chol she ain bosakon, he's not chol masukan. He's allowed to wash his face and Yom Kippur, even though it's gonna obviously cool him down, because over here he's doing it for more refuah purposes, and therefore it's not a rechitza shel tanug, and therefore it's going to be mutter. They're not gozer on a chol. Okay, gozer. I mean, over here, like we learned earlier on, gozer on the darais level according to Rishonim, and the Rishonim also the rabbanon level. Fine. Yud is based on the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, Kala Osir Lirchot says Divrei Chacham. Although Rozer Omer Mutter Lirchot Kol Shloshim Yom, Kala is allowed to wash your face first 30 days of marriage. Okay, we talked about how the fits deraisa, the Rabbanan. Fine. Rov Rishonim, even though it's Rebbe Lozer, who's a Shmuti, and generally we don't pass like Rebbe in general, Kala Chomer, when it's Yachid V'Rabim over here, nevertheless, the big three, the Rif, Ramim, and Rush, all passing like Rebbe Lazar, because the Gemara goes on to be Mazbir Tamo, goes and discusses Shitas Rebbe Lazar, so that's a hint to the Rishonim that that's how he's going to go out and paskin. And therefore, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins over here. Kala, Kosholshim Yom, Muteres Lirchot Panea, a Kala, the first 30 days of marriage, is allowed to wash her face. However, comes the Chai Adam, says the Chai Adam, that was back in the day where people davened a little bit of Yom Kippur, and then they went home and they were home for a lot of the day. He says, however, nowadays we spend the whole day in shul, okay, so the Kala is not going to look so pretty. Her husband's sitting in shul all day. What's the difference? If the Kala is like, why is, the whole reason why we let her wash her face is in Kadesh Lotis Gan Al Baila. She doesn't become disgusting to her husband. Therefore, Paskin's the Chai Adam, and then Mishnah Berurah brings it down over here. Kotav Chai Adam, Psikotin Kavav. Achar nisua, kidesh lo tizkan al bailo. That's the reason over here. So, katav chai odom, nirish zaya bizmaneyem, shall you have basic kinesis call yom where they used to not be in the basic kinesis call all day? Avol bizmana zeh, shaynu roa otsa call yom where she's not gonna see her husband all day long. Lo shamati shinoagim as a heter. I have not heard that those are knowing me a heter nowadays. I did see in Sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag, his Rav Karp from Kiryat Sefer, he points out that this is a very strange chai odom. Because at the end of the day, this is not Tata Dvarcha Shurim. People daven a different minyanim. Some daven nates, and then they're done a little bit earlier. Even those who daven a regular minyan, they come out for a half hour during the day sometimes, and they'll see their wife. Where do we see that Chazal says, Tizkan al Baila is a shir that's for many hours of the day? He's gonna see his wife, and yeah, she doesn't look so great, and it's gonna be Tizkan al Baila. So he wants to claim that this is not a din that we should paskin like, or he brings down other opinions that say not to paskin like this. The end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah does pass like this. If a chassan has a chashash, he should do a shelas chacham over here because there are mekilim. Yud Aleph. We saw earlier on that we do things on Erev Yom Kippur in order not to come to be, to carry on Yom Kippur. We don't eat certain foods on Erev Yom Kippur in order not to come here. But that doesn't always help. Says the Mechaber over here, Yudalf. Mishra carry bezman ezev Yom Kippurim. Someone who has an emission on Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippurim. So there's the following halacha. Im lachu, if it is still wet when he wakes up, mikancho b'mapa b'dayu. He takes a napkin or he takes a towel and he cleans himself off and that's it. He'll wipe it off and everything's great and he goes to shul and he davens. We'll see later on. What is this? Is this a simen ra? Is this a simen tov? Okay, we'll see later on. Actually, we're going to come back to this in the next. Okay? But that's what he's going to do halachically. In terms of rechitza, it's not a problem. Rechitza, he's cleaning himself off over there, so therefore it's going to be fine. Im yavishu, if it's already dried up, Oshinit lachlech, or you've gotten very dirty, it's not going to be good enough just to wipe yourself off with a napkin or towel. Rochets mikomos amluchachim bo levadim yipalo. You can put water on those places, only you can't wash your whole body. You can't go into the shower for this, but you can wash those, that makom with water, and just be careful of schita. You could dry yourself off and take off the dry zera. The usher lirchotz gufo o litpol, but it's usher to take a shower or to go to the mikvah. Afal pisha b'shari moshe shana u rogil litpol litfila. Even though normally this person is makpid to go to the mikvah or take a shower, if he ever sees shechot zera, nevertheless over here Yom Kippurim you are not allowed to. In here you just wipe yourself off like we learned over here. Why is that? Why isn't that? It's not really a chitza sultanim, but nevertheless says over here says the Mishnah Berurah sifat lamed. We pass in Alach Lemaisa that Meikar Din what does not need to go to the mikvah. You do not required to take a shower if you saw carry in the night. Even though we hold it's a good thing and it's a great minhag that one should take upon himself and it's a lot of tahara involved with it, nevertheless, since Yom Kippurim we only can do things that are mikra to din. Over here, mikra to din, it's going to be answer because it's just a chumra ba'alma to go ahead and take a shower, go to the mikvah, there's probably not allowed. And even though Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saldim Ras Lipol, right, V'yesh Chokim, some disagree with this. Umatirin Lipol, Limragi Lipol, Bashari Matsashar, someone is makbid to go to the tefillah every time. There are those who say that it's Mutra on Yom Kippur even. Nevertheless, El Shein Lohoros Kach. Rav Nevin Saul says not to be more like this. That is not the Minhag Olam, and therefore we do not go ahead and do that. We just wipe ourselves off wet with wet, dry with dry. How to do it like that? Yud Beis. Bizvan Ezeh. Aser Le'isha Likbol B'Yom HaKippurim. It is Aser for a woman to go to the mikvah. Even if Yisrael Tefillah comes out on Yom Kippurim, she does not go to the mikvah. Even that is the Boba Yom. And therefore, some say, Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah is Machlokas, the Gemara, Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah, Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah. I don't want to get into this Machlokas right now. In the end of the day, nowadays, we don't know Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah because women don't go to the mikvah exactly at the right time. But, so therefore, we don't know Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah. Nevertheless, we do like the Mizari's woman to go to the mikvah in order to Mekai Mitzvah's Peruvu and Mitzvah's Ona. Nevertheless, Lel Yom Kippurim is not Shaykh this, so therefore there's no reason for her to go to the mikvah Lel Yom Kippurim. Therefore, a woman did not go to the mikvah and Lel Yom Kippurim. Fine. Simin Tov Reish Yud Dal, we moved out of the Rechitza. Now we get to the Shar Inuim. Aser Lasuch Afilu Mikzas Gufa. You're not allowed to anoint yourself, even part of your body. Even if it's just to take off sweat, and therefore you put some oils or things like this in order to remove the sweat, that is going to be usher to do. From over here, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal holds it's usher to wear deodorant on Yom Kippur, meaning to put it on Yom Kippurim, every Yom Kippur you can put on. Rav Nevinzal, and most posting modes, you do not put on deodorant on Yom Kippur itself. Okay, shower well before Yom Kippur. You don't smell. Okay, but you should not put on deodorant itself on Yom Kippurim because that's laver azuma. Other poser mika, I believe Rav Willig is makel to actually wear deodorant because it's not considered mamish sicha. Okay, so it's a machlokas in the post. Aval imu chola afilem bosakara. But if he's a chola and using the oils because he's a chola, even if he's not a chola shei bosakara, oshiyesh lo chatatin beroshil, which are certain things that that we don't get as much anymore, these things on their head, then it's going to be mutter, they're not gozer, v'makom choli. Once again, over here, I guess it's something that also healthy people use, so therefore it's not a gzerim shum schika simamonim, there's no iser refu over here, and therefore they were not gozer, by also, we don't put oils on, this is not so shaykh nowadays, well I guess it is very shaykh. What about alcohol gel? Okay, alcohol gel, is that a problem with sikha? Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel was mistopic when I asked him years ago before all Corona came out and it became very popular and very important to wear aqua gel. Nowadays I ask him and I think it's Dabar Pashit that it is mutter to use aqua gel on Yom Kippur. And very simply the Svara is that oils are supposed to merapi the skin. They're supposed to make the skin nice. Aqua gel hurts your skin, okay? It's not good for the skin. It's not like anointing oneself with oils. It is clearly just to cleanse oneself. And nowadays, go ahead and use as much aqua gel you want on Yom Kippurim, as long as your kavanah is not for rechitza shel tanug. It's in order to stay away and stay yourself from chaydakim, from germs and everything like that. Base. We get into the sugya of ne'ila sandal. What about wearing shoes on Yom Kippurim? What is mutter? What is aser? We have to understand the sugya to get down Allah lemaisa. Okay, the question we have to ask ourselves is: what was the isra of Nilas sandal? It's all shoes, or it's dafka going to be by leather shoes? And this is the Gemara's question, and I chesam and aleph meseches Yuma. What shoes are part of this Isser of Nilas Sandal on Yom Kippurim? Okay, and it first brings a raya that it's mutter, that leather shoes are going to be mutter, and it brings a maisa with many of the different amoraim that non-leather shoes are going to be mutter on Yom Kippurim. Only that's usser is leather shoes. And that's the psak of the riff that all sandalim are going to be mutter. As long as it does not have leather, it is going to be mutter. There are two other shitas though. The Balamor is cholik on the rift, like he does many times. He's cholik the rest. He says, any shoe that protects your feet is going to be usser. And he brings a raya from the end of the Gemara, even though there was a raya from the beginning of the Gemara, like the rift, he brings a raya from the end of the Gemara, that it's mashra, that all shoes are going to be usser. Okay, that all shoes are going to be usser. That's the raya of the Balamor. Rashi, okay, he says a little middle shita, how he gets that's a good question, but only leather and wooden shoes. So if you got those Chinese moccasins, I don't know, you shouldn't wear those on Yom Kippur either, okay? In addition to the leather shoes, but other things are going to be mutter. All three of these shitas are brought down in the Ran, Beis Amabeis, in Meseches Yom Adivar Asal Hilkach, Lemaisa. How do we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch says over here, Siv Beis, Aser Linol Sandal Ominol Shalor. It is Aser to wear sandalim or shoes that are made of leather. Okay, I feel kava kita yozibag official eats umechupa or aser. Even if kava kita is something they used to wear for someone who had a bad leg or even no leg, it was something they wore. Even if it's eights and it's surrounded by leather, it is also going to be aser. So if you have rubber shoes, but the outside is surrounded by leather, that's also going to be aser. Aval shel gemi o shel kash other materials o shel beged o shel sharminim mutter. I feel let's say it's for them rishus arabim. It's mutter to go out to them even to rishus arabim. So you see over here clearly that the mechaber is passing like the makel shita, like the shita of the riff, and this is where it comes out that when people wear non leather shoes, as long as it's non leather, it is mutter to go ahead and wear. Okay. However, Mishnah Berurah over here, see cotton hay, he brings down other opinions. Says Mishnah Berurah, see cotton hay, so gemi, the kosher, inosh, or inonikra, minal, elo, malbush. Okay, he's explained the sheet of the machaber, the sheet of the riff, anything that's not of a leather, it's not considered a shoe, it's considered a malbush. V'yesh me'achmor, inshe me'achmim, b'shal eitz, afilein me'chubor. Those machmonim are machmer, also by wood, like sheetas Rashi. V'yechain, yesh me'achmir, inshe lo, let's see, minasui, milavadim, shekorim valik. Any shoe that is completely guards your foot. He doesn't feel that he is barefoot. And therefore it's not considered an inuyu. Okay? This is saying basically that all shoes that protect your feet are going to be aser. According to this, I believe what he's talking about, those are those rubber boots that you put over your shoes. What they call galoshes. Okay? If you just wear that according to this sheet, that's also awesome. It's basically a rubber shoe that is going to protect your foot from the element. According to this sheet, it is going to be awesome. So the Mishnah Berurah does bring down the other sheet. Does. However, says the Mishnah Berurah then, V'inei, af she'ein limchos b'yad ha-mekilin, one should not protest against those who are make ashrei she'achol in the Shulchan Aruch. V'rov ha-achronim mekilin b'zeh that ro, the Shulchan Aruch and rov ha-achronim. Paskin like the shita riff that is going to be mutter. V'kom makum mishe esher lo. Someone who has the ability, nachol la-achmer b'zeh le'ilch ban pilos, shel beged, they should walk in only socks, kenog, achinim tzarech, latzei zechutza, nachol yotra shibal she'ilu lefadim. If you're going to go outside, then better to wear something that's going to protect your feet a little better while you're walking outside. So therefore, based on this, which is also the Shita of the Gra, you'll see a lot of the Zilbermans going around the Rava with only socks on Yom Kippurim, and it's because of this, because there are Mechmir and there don't pass like the Shita of the Rif, they go with the Shita of the Balamor, and that's also the Shita of the Gra, and therefore many people over here, at least in the Rova, go ahead and do this. Rova Olam goes like the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch over here, and that's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman says. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, nowadays we're all considered istinesses, okay? We're all istinesses, and therefore one should be makel by shoes. Okay, and he claims that even the Gro would say that nowadays. It's brought down Marin Rabin or of Nevinsal over here, Dibur Masl Shemli. Lim close after brings down the das of the Gro that anything protects the foot is going to be bad. He says, Vishamati mi admorzel da idna yeshlanu din ishtidin shal istinis, v'lachain yeshla hakel afil ledas a Gro, even ledas a Gro, one could be makel. Therefore, the minig is to be makel, to wear cracks, especially the fake cracks, okay, and wear other shoes that are not leather, the minig is to be make. When a woman, since a woman, when she lights candles on Yom Kippur, it's like she accepts Hilchos Yom Kippurim, she already has to change her shoes before lighting candles in order that once right when she lights candles, she's already wearing shoes, or at least not wearing leather shoes. Okay? Fine. This din inui, unlike many of the other inuim, are knowing also by ketanim. We'll see you later on in Tafresh Ted Zayin. Since it's not such a big deal for a child to wear other types of shoes, we are machmer even on ketanim if they don't have any other shoes. Or it's going to be a tsar for the katan to wear non-leather shoes, then he can go ahead and wear shoes, but we try and be machmer. Last thing, we'll finish off with the Roma. The Roma says, Umoter la'amon al korim uksasa shel or. If you have, I don't know, a leather towel or a leather, and a floor mat that you want to put under your feet while you're davening, he says that's going to be mutter. That's not considered a shoe. It's like leather carpeting if someone had such a thing. When we call makom, he says a machmer tavol of bracha, one who is machmer tavol of bracha, better not to go ahead and do this. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Mishnah Berurah, see, cut and test. Shane's a hadnas derech neila v'asar ala kishu manila brag. That's only when he's wearing it on his feet. Mikol makom amachamar tov lebrach. Upri chadash yiskim ledasar advaz. Move magen Avram. De ain't kan base meichosh klal. The magen Avram pulls him. Hey, you don't have to worry about it. There's not even reason to be machmer. One could feel comfortable if he gets a leather mat to go ahead and stand on the leather mat. It would not be a problem in his days. We'll finish one more thing. Rosh Hashanah Zalman does bring down the idea that perhaps not to wear fake leather shoes, because of Maris Ayin, because it looks like you're wearing leather shoes. However, I think Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinsal, definitely other posts can write that nowadays it's so common. The non-leather shoes, it's not even Maris Ayin anymore. They make very good shoes without leather, and therefore that would get rid of the Maris Ayin, because so many people go ahead and wear it. Ad kan for today.